from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who might be a dog sleep podcaster hobbyist, or just like, I guess I'm an accidental dog sleeper. Some people are dog walkers. I put dogs to sleep, and my dogs have been snoring since my mouth opened. She said, if you're not going to pet me, I'm going to... And then there's this interesting sound of her snoring. That's it. What am I talking about? Who am I? Where are you? Well, welcome. It's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleep With Me Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me, so if you're new or the show's just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease of loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get to sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would Sleep With Me be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box, straight straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody, it is time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the one part of the podcast in each year is where I pop my peas, if you please. I thank the listeners who supported the sponsors. That's how we're able to be here free twice a week. So it really is something, and I love, like I talked about it earlier, another mention is like, I love hearing my name on other podcasts when I support them or support their sponsors. So I can tell you how good it feels. If you want to hear your name on Sleep with Me as a thank you, all you have to do is support a sponsor, even check out a free trial. A lot of times we have amazing free trials. You check out a sponsor, you support a sponsor, you purchase the products, whatever it is, then you let them know about it on social media, or you can send them a letter, give them a call, then fill out the form at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors, and you'll hear your name on the show. How cool is that? It is cool. I can tell you, I say, whoa, boy. Like, even that, you say, Scooch, you make a podcast. You hear, I say, I don't know, it feels good. So if you support a sponsor, take an extra few minutes to spread the word and reach out so I can thank you, because I really do appreciate it. I couldn't do it without you. So that's why I'm looking for people to thank right now, because I'm looking for people who supported the sponsors and let the sponsors know about it so I can thank you here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone like you. Can't wait to thank you. That's the first part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. The second part is you getting the support you need. If you're having a tough time right now, there's links to resources in the show notes, including international resources you can connect with right now. It's about being a part of community, being a part of positive change, saying Black Lives Matter, saying Stop AAPI, saying Support Ukraine with our actions. And so there's links to resources you could connect with to learn more and take action in the show notes. And one of the things we're doing as a community is building hygiene kits during live shows at night as part of my wind down or your wind down, doing it together as a community, having fun. You can join in on that effort at sleepwithmepodcast.com/midnightmission. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/midnightmission. It's a free newsletter. That's how you get to participate in all the fun. Please join me. It's going to be a great time, and we're going to be a part of positive change and community. So what do you say, Mr. Bard? A lot of people hop out on the show. Who are they?
It's posty poster song. Sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes. Carl W. The Legend. Also Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer. Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the mystery bard. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. Any reason at all. You can tell me the story and I'll make it personal. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julian, Jennifer, these are your narrators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like banana. Leah does the transcript.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. What do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Please take a few minutes and sign up for our free newsletter to support the Midnight Mission. sleepwithmepodcast.com/midnightmission. Thanks, everybody. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots here. This is just a reminder. This episode is an all-intro episode. We run these on kind of holiday-type weekends and stuff. So it's a collection of older back-to-back intros, back-to-back-to-back. I know a lot of people love these all-intro episodes. $10 and up patrons get them twice a month. So if you're interested in paying for a free podcast and getting some nice extras, you could go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/patron to do that. Thanks, everybody. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble, getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. So whether it's thoughts, feelings, so stuff on your mind, something you're feeling physically, physical or emotions bubbling up, or in anything. It could be a change in your routine, travel, whatever it is that's keeping you awake. I'd like to take your mind off that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. What else? Pointless meanders, superfluous tangents, forgetfulness, momentary forgetfulness, more absent-minded professorness. I don't know if I'm exactly, I'm more empty. I'm more like not empty-minded. I wouldn't say I'm absent-minded or empty-minded. Like, I would say, like, now this will take some describing, like, hollow-minded. And what I say, what I mean that is, like, there's things in there in my mind, but there's also a lot of hollow space. So there's echoes. You know, there's a, you'd say, well, I'm not sure, let's go walk around up there. Well, that's a winding path up there in the hollows of Scoot's mind. Oof, Carole King, if you want to make a song, that could be the song. If you want to write a song about me, in the hollows of Scoots's mind, it would have a very narrow appeal, I think. Maybe we'd have to think of it a new title. I guess I got excited there. But excuse me, if you're new, pardon me, I was saying excuse me to Carole King, and also excusing myself for going off topic so early. It's very hollow. That does sound like something that was very hollow-minded of me. I'm sorry. Does that feel like a legitimate equal to equal response there? Could you say, how come that feels more natural than absent-minded? I guess you say, well, you know what? That was very absent-minded of me. You'd say, well, usually you'd have a come. You say, well, just write it down next time. I guess when you're hollow-minded, people would say, not sure what that means. That probably means there's an echo up there. I mean, here's a good thing. Probably, there's benefits to being hollow-minded. Breezy. I like echoes, so that's another one. But plenty of head space. You'd say, whoa, look at the ceilings in this. Were we inside your mind? These are very high ceilings. So, yeah, I've been thinking about getting some frescoes in here, but I'm just at the beginning of a podcast intro. Michelangelo. So let me get back to you. Excuse, why don't you chat with Carole King? She's on a tour too. Okay, sorry, new listeners. I usually don't go off this topic so quickly. Well, actually, sometimes I do. If you're new to this podcast, welcome to Sleep With Me. I say it's a podcast to put you to sleep. It's more a podcast to be here as you fall asleep. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. I'm going to go off topic, as you've seen already, all to take your mind off whatever's keeping you up and keep you company. Those are really my jobs. I guess you wouldn't say that the hollow-minded professor doesn't sound, they'd say, I paid to go to this school. Absent-minded professor does sound more collegiate. I don't know. Yeah, I don't think that the hollow-minded professor would work. But you'd say, okay, we'll get back. You're right. I'm just catching up with some of the echoes that I'm hearing in here. Okay, but if you're new, let me give you a couple other things. As you've probably already noticed, this podcast is a bit different. It's fairly silly and goofy. I tend to go off topic. I tend to circle back around. It's kind of a lightheartedness, but sometimes that can be tough if you're having trouble sleeping. Obviously, if that's why you're here, I'm glad you're here, and I hope I can help. But sometimes, it's hard to, this podcast is, I guess you'd have to imagine, we'll have to lean into this. If you were inside of a hollow-minded professor, I mean, first of all, what an adventure. You'd say, holy cow, you thought there was things were cool on Hoth or Bantu. Or whatever, wherever else, famous characters have been. Wow, I'm in this hollow mind, and I already forgot what I was going to talk about. I was trying to make a metaphor for the new listeners. Oh, because I'd say, instead of looking at this podcast as like a construct that makes any sense, Yeah, kind of look at it like we're on a general tour of my hollow mind. You say, okay, wow, I can see where you'd put some frescoes up there. That really does seem like I can see the scaffolding now going up. Actually, what about me doing some frescoes? Forget Michelangelo. And you say, Scooch, how come you say it like that? And I say, I don't know. It just seems also, by the way, that's someone in a Michelangelo, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. So I'm not 100% sure that's the actual real Michelangelo. So that might also be another reason why I'm saying it. Oh, but look at that. Carole King is petting Michelangelo's shell. So that's probably nice. If you're new, it can be hard not to take this podcast seriously, but kind of see if you could observe it in a passive way. Structurally, what to expect is that the show starts off with business, and then there's some business between the intro and the episode, because that's how we keep the podcast free for everybody. Then after the beginning of the business, there's an intro, which we're probably like 6 minutes into, which is where I try to just kind of to get you ready for bed and to ease you into bedtime, around 12 minutes of me messing around, you know, trying to find my way in my own hollow brain. Because here's a legitimate question. If I was up there, I guess I'd have a headlamp. Maybe one of those construction helmets with the lamp on there. You're right. Just in case, in case there's any, you know, falling gray matter or brain goop or goo, as I've talked about. Like they say, Scoots, are you a sleep guru? And I'd say, no, I'm more of a sleepy goo brain. Or goop, I'd say goop a goo. I used to have a band called the Goop a Goos. Just thought of that name actually right now. You're right. But we only stage concerts in the Hollow Brain Amphitheater. And actually, that's a metaphor. It's actually my brain's not hollow. It's just my brain zone is within a hollow space. And no, more hollow than the average hollowness. You know, because it's, of course, how, anyway, you're right. I got to get off topic. I didn't even mean that pun, but that's the truth. I got to get back on topic. So the intro's a wind down, a slow landing strip for you to ease into bedtime. Then there'll be some business, and we'll be talking tonight about GOT. So we'll talk about the episode, then we'll talk about some facts, then we'll talk to Tom and Pounce, we'll talk to the old gods and the new. So a pretty long episode. If you haven't seen Game of Thrones, good news, you don't need to. With my recaps, you'll sleep right through them. And if you don't, if you do watch Game of Thrones, you'll be like, huh, what's Scoots talking about? If you're super listening, it could be spoiled, obviously, because I'm going to talk about the episode, but I try to talk about it in the most just vanilla way, because I know you're here trying to sleep. So I'm just here to, you know, take your mind off stuff and keep you company. And just in case you can't sleep, it's just entertaining enough that, you know, I'll be here and, you know, I will be prattling on and on. That was one of our first hits as the go-go-goo brains or whatever I called it. That was my Saturday morning cartoon. And when I was a hero, go-go-goo brain. And they said, actually, that was already a show. It's called Inspector. And I said, okay, touche. So I guess that's the main thing. So structurally, what to expect. These episodes are well over an hour, well into almost the 2+ hour range. So there's no pressure to fall asleep. Even though it's a sleep podcast, I'm more here to keep you company and take your mind off stuff as you drift off. But there's also no pressure to listen, because I'm going to be meandering around, and, you know, making echoes in my own, enjoying the hollows, the hollows within my mind. Yeah, hollow-minded. I think I was using brained before, like in the middle. And I said, well, I don't like the way that's sounding. That's why I tried to move. And I said, because I forgot I was using hollow-minded. That's a much more neutral term. I think that you could use it if you feel like you did something that you need to apologize for because you were being hollow-minded. I think it's okay to test that out. As a, like, don't test it out as a test apology. But if you say, I guess, like, let's just test it out as, like, being, I don't think all, like, here's an SAT question if you're writing any of them. Sometimes a hollow mind, I can only speak for myself, not all hollow-minded people, but, you know, sometimes we could be inconsiderate. Are all hollow-minded people inconsiderate? No. But maybe if you were inconsiderate this week, you could say, geez, that was very hollow-minded of me. I'm sorry that I, you know, left your soda out on the counter and it went to room temperature. You know, it was hollow. When you say, what is it? Oh, you know, it was inconsiderate of me. And I realized, I guess they said, well, was it absent-minded? And I said, well, in this case, it kind of was because I was just moving it and I put it out. So, yeah, but I'm sorry, I guess is what I'm saying. I don't know how we got into apologies or who I'm apologizing for. Whoever I soda I room warmed, I'm sorry. I didn't even know about it till just now. So maybe that's a self-apology. But here's the thing. I'm glad you're here. I really hope I can help you fall asleep. The show is a lot different. That's my main thing. But I make it because I care, and I believe you deserve a good night's sleep. And I'm just here to keep you company, to take your mind off stuff and help. So again, thank you so much for coming by. I work very hard. I strive and I yearn to help you fall asleep. And here's a couple more ways we keep the show a-going. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, ZocDoc. And I think all of us have that family member that you tend to change the subject or kind of bend the truth around when they start asking, you know, for life updates. Oh, why are you still living at home? Oh, when are you doing this? Oh, what's your job again? And while grinning and bearing it with relatives like that is considered polite, there's no way you should be doing that with your doctor. You know, when you have questions or your doctor's asking you questions about your life, you want to have someone you feel comfortable enough to be honest with. And that's where ZocDoc comes in. ZocDoc is a place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. And we're not just talking about a few. We're talking about tens of thousands of doctors, all with verified patient reviews. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And just like I said, we're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. And you can filter for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're looking for. And the typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. And I love hearing from listeners who have tested out ZocDoc, whether they've gotten new insurance, they've moved to a new area, because they found out the same thing I have, how easy it is to use and how great it is to see all of your options. So we've tested it out. You should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/sleep and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/sleep. 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 Thanks, everybody. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. We're going to do the rest. What we're going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time, or temperature, routine, whatever's keeping you awake. So anything physical, anything on your mind or in your feelings, or situational, transitory, or, you know, dictionary related. Because it's a, well, you could be going through, you know, anything what you're going through. Even if you don't, even for me, baffling stuff, or baffles. I think it's been a while since we've talked about baffles before. That's what I would say over the breakfast table, you know, to my, like, I'd say, you know what? I feel like it's been forever since we've talked baffles. Could we just sit down and, baffle one another? Honey, I'd love to just shower you with baffles. As a matter of fact, I would. I'd love to baffle you in baffles, but I got to get to these new listeners. Then I'll get back, baffle me. But that's what I would say. That's what, on the day we met, that was the thought bubble in my head. Really? Oh, wait, you're a figment of my imagination, right? Because I said, wait a second, this is it. This is it. If you're a new listener, excuse me. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to create a safe place for you to set aside whatever's keeping you awake. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders. There will be baffling. You will be baffled, and there will be baffling moments. Well, there will be times where I question that, though. I say, well, what's one step removed from a baffling? You say, is it buffling? Baffling. Baffle's an A. Baffle probably starts with an O. But anyway, yeah, probably be some baffling. Buffling sounds something like it could be food-related. Traveling. Well, I was moving, yeah, that was the buffle effect. That was the sound you heard on the train. It was a buffle effect. Sure, it wasn't the Doppler effect. No, the Doppler effect's a totally different thing. The buffle effect is, you know, it's made up by Scoots. It has nothing to do with sound waves. It's when you're looking out the window, daydreaming. Are your daydreams moving at the same speed as the train or not? Now I'd say they're moving at the same speed as your heart. And that's caused by the buffling effect. It's an example of the buffling effect. Well, what's the example of you going off topic so quickly into the intro? Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm baffled what we'd call that. What's it when you pander to a pun? A punder. That's when I say, well, I'm going to pun. That's another, word I use in my, you say, oh, yeah. Punder. Oh, boy. Let's see. Punderware. Of course, we had to fit that in. I was trying to get some space between one thing and the other. Let's say, well, what would punderware be? And he'd say, well, it's pretty close to like a lot of underwear now. Or underoos were more, they weren't puns. They may have had, you had like your heroes and heroines. Punderware. It's it's undergarments for people. I don't know. I'm not a good punnist, so I don't know what I would like how I'd make a pun about punderwear by using a pun. That's why I probably have to find a business to partner with. Okay, so let me get back to the new intro with all my word making up. So if you're new. I'm glad you're here. Let me tell you a couple of things about this podcast. It can be a bit different. It's here to keep you company while you fall asleep, while you drift off. I'm here to be your boar friend, your boar bae, your boar cuz. And what I propose to do is keep you company. Here's what to expect from the show. Now, it doesn't work for everybody. So if you're listening, if you can, give it a few tries. That's what most reviewers say. It took two or three tries. It's nothing on my needs level. I'd really want this podcast to help you and work for you. If you listen to once or and move on, or if you listen to two or three times, I just want to help you fall asleep. So give it a few tries. I guess I'm saying I don't have an agenda in saying that, other than trying to help you fall asleep. And, you know, getting, you know, maybe, you know, I'll have some Punderwear to sell one day. If I ever think of it, I say, come on, pun brain, wake up and give me a pun, a Punderwear related pun for the love of puns. You say, sorry, I'm still trying to think anything Buffle and Boffle related. You say, I think the part of my brain is playing Boffle ball, like a bit like Wiffle ball. You see, is that anything like pickleball? No, boffle ball is like way more mellow than, it's like mellower than wiffle ball. Not quite like Nerf, like not, okay. Oh, you're right. I got to get back to the new listeners. So podcast a little bit different. Structurally, what to expect. Show starts off with business. That's how we keep it free for everybody that needs it. It really is a service that's just supported by the people that support the sponsors and support the show on Patreon. And then there's an intro, which we're probably like halfway through. And the intro is just me kind of rambling about what the, trying to describe what the podcast is and going off track. That's like my side of it. Your side of it is it's here to ease you into bedtime while you get ready for bed, while you're just getting into bed to get settled. And here's really like part of it is like, I find the idea of an instant sleep solution contradictory in some sense. Now, if this podcast puts you to sleep right away, that's great. I mean, especially if you support it, but I don't know that that's realistic for everybody. So I'm here to do what I've seen work for some people, which is ease you into bedtime, drain some of the seriousness out of the room if I can, barely maybe make you smile or make a neutral look on your face. While you get comfortable, I try to describe what the podcast is for like 12 minutes and never get to the point. So that goes into the other two elements about the show. You don't really need to listen, and there's no pressure to fall asleep. I'm here for an hour to keep you company as you drift off and mildly entertain you. So if you can't sleep, I'm going to be here. And if you can, I'm going to be here. Either way, I'll even be here like on call. Like you could set your sleep timer for 55 minutes or 45 minutes, or some people set it for 8 hours. But I'll still be here on call if you wake up and you need me. So I'm here to keep you company. So show starts off with the intro. Then tonight, it'll be our ongoing episodic series, Big Farm in the Sky, PI. Is that right? Episodically modular, correct? Between the intro and the show is business as well, and then there's thank yous at the end. So it's a structure show. Those are the kind of rules around the show, like non-rules. Don't need to listen. No pressure to fall asleep. And I do make the show like I was trying to say before, because sometimes sleep can be baffling where I say, huh, don't know why I can't get to sleep. I really prefer to get right to sleep. And then I was thinking about nice words. I think I fell in love with those words. I don't know if anybody else heard that. What were the words they fell in love with? Not Punderwear. I just find that makes me giggle on the inside. Buffling, baffling. First, we were talking to someone, an expert on buffling. I mean, maybe not. Maybe it's just what I can't remember from 6 minutes ago. Oh, yeah. And then I said, baffle me. And then I said, okay, that part of my brain says baffle me. Pander to my puns. These could be catchphrases. If I had a catchphrase-based podcast, you say, pander to my puns, baffle me, baby. This is pushing it, but it is kind of the thing about the podcast. This is the truth. Baffle me all night long in my Punderwear. There you go. That would be a catchphrase for the podcast. You know, or your pajamas, Punderjays. You say some people have Punderoos. We have Punderjays. Also a new bird they just discovered. They were trying to decide whether to name it after Stephen Colbert or a nonsense word Scoots made up. Scoops. Oh, no, Scoops. Bummer. I thought it was me. And, oh, no, it wasn't. That was the name of the scientist. Her name was Dr. Punderjay. Dr. Punderjay. Well, I'm glad she discovered that bird. Could I pretend at least it's named after a nonsense word I made up? Oh, no, they're final. Okay, well, I just won't ever say that word again. Punderjay. Like, except when I write an ode to, because you can't, like, if it's poetry, I can use the word. It's a lowercase, Punderjay. Oh, Punderjay, your call that I've never heard. Actually, it's interesting that I'm having an ode to a bird, because there are birds in this episode coming up. Your sleepy call, deep in your nest, I yearn to sleep as you do, Punderjay, my Punderjay. Okay, well, yeah, it probably needs some work, especially since I would be a better ode if I was familiar with the life of a Punderjay. How about Punder Bear? Okay, good. I've had enough. What was the other word I was making up? Baffling and boffling. We could listen to the one day. This would be my all-inclusive vacation spot. See the Punder Jays play boffle ball at, what would we call it? Casa de Scoots? What are the names of some Air Z and Z? That's actually a pun that some part of my brain thought of. Couldn't come up with any puns about Punderwear. But when you talk about an easy pun, but it was witty, I'd give it to you. But, okay, so anyway, I guess my puns have petered out. Or, oof, I'm tuckered from all those that punning around. And around a boffle ball. It was the rules of that game are baffling. You're correct. That's the whole intention of it. And that's the intention of the show, is to keep you company, to be a bit confusing, and help you drift off, to be here at your side. That's it. I work very hard. I yearn and I strive, and I really want to help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever is keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts you're thinking about, you know, things on your mind. So thoughts, feelings, either physical sensations or emotions bubbling up, or both. It's one of those things. It could be whatever's keeping you awake, you know, travel, crows, not always, but crowing, you know, or what are the other ones called? The cock-a-doodle-doers. You know, whether it's on the inside or the outside, how's that sound? Or, you know, for me, it's usually both. You say, or the mysterious wake-ups, or not-so-mysterious ones. Whatever's keeping you awake, I'd like to take your mind off of that. What I'm going to do, I got a safe place here. As I like to say on a regular basis, I smooth it, I pat it, I rub it down. I say safe place. I say BBB, BBD, I say BBD. How about this one? What if BBD, Belle Biv DeVoe, went on tour with BB-8? I like to think about BB-8 and BB-88. Talk about Motown Philly being back again. You got more alliteration in there than if I knew how to define alliteration, I'd know what to do with. We'll try to ponder that. Maybe we could get BB-8 or BB-88 is the one that actually comes into the studio to talk. But let's see. What I'm going to do is I got that safe place smooth and padded down. And those are references that cover like three generations maybe. So, well, I don't know who BBD is, Scooch. I remember my dad wore BVDs. Does that have anything? No, it doesn't have anything. I remember those ads too. Anyway, okay, so I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. Whatever that was, that was a natural one because I was trying to think of something. I don't know if that's considered like a mutter or a stutter, like A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S. So it'd probably be something in between a mutter and a stutter. So a nutter, no, L, M, N, O, utter, maybe, L, M, N, O, P, putter. Yeah, I guess it was a putter. I was puttering around with my words. Elemental P, quarter. I mean, my mind is quartered, believe me. QRS, rudder, T, UV, oh wait, no, QRS. Okay, so sorry, I got distracted there. Let me use extra words. I'm going to go off topic. Now, if you're new, you might already be saying, and this is legitimate, you have a cause to say this. What in the heck is going on here? What is this person talking about? So let me give you a couple pieces of information. One, this kind of podcast is not, again, everybody's, every word's got to have a definition. This, I would say passive, this podcast is best passively consumed, but it's best consumed somewhere between passively and actively. Like when you're chilling. You say, well, I'm not passive, but I'm not active. I'm chilling. You know, people used to chillax. I think that was invented by, like, Judd Apatow and Seth Rogen, a couple other people whose names escape me because my mind just blanked. Where was I? Sometimes I get so lost in my own thoughts. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to be here. Oh, if you're new. Well, this podcast doesn't make any sense, and neither do I. So kind of look at it like you're saying, huh, what is that? And then I'll tell you the structure of the show. So then you have another piece of information. The show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep it free for everybody, is the people that choose to take action. They help keep us free for everybody. That's a great system, huh? Then there's an intro. Now, the intro is around 12 to 13 to 14 to 15 to 11 to 17 to 16 minutes or so of me just puttering around. And you'd say, are you going to get to the point? Well, I'm kind of puttering. I think you don't really hear, like the only things you hear about puttering are old fashioned cars in cartoons and characters in cartoons. And I guess I'd say a putter is like a car that goes putter, 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 putter. That's a good name for a pet too. We had Pitter and Patter. Remember? Regular listeners will remember or note that I like to encourage people to name their pets. It seems like I'm always naming pets that are like purchased at the same time or imaginary twin pets. So I said, if you have two pets, you could name them Pitter and Patter. Now let's just say, for example, you had two kitties. Are those what they're called? Kittens. And they were named Pitter and Patter, or, you know, Bunny. Yeah, let's say Bunnies. And then you got a third, maybe a couple of years later, name it Putter. And actually, Putter's the name of a character, one of my, on the movie Billie Jean. So that's also cool. So where was I? Okay, so I went off. Oh, I just putter around. That's what I was saying. So that's the intro where I kind of try to explain what the podcast is. Most listeners use it to ease into bedtime. As they get ready for bed or as they're in bed, like getting ready to drift off. It's different every time, but it's familiar because they say, okay, here's what I'm a regular listener. I listen to 680 episodes of Sleep With Me. Here's what I know is going to happen in the intro. Scoots is going to talk. He's going to try to explain what the podcast is. He's going to use the words lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones and pointless meanders. He's going to send his voice across the deep, dark night, and he'll putter. I guess I never called it that before, but he'll putter around, and then the episode may start, and I may drift off. Tonight, we'll be talking about, so that's the intro, and if you're new, you could say, when the heck is the Game of Thrones stuff going to start, or when are you going to, and I say, well, it takes a while, you know, just like getting into bed. I want to get you comfortable. I want to get you I want to have you, give you time to get cozy. Now, a few percentage, I can't remember what it is, like 2 or 3% of people just skip, they start the episode at like 18 or 20 minutes. And if you do that, there'll be some business between the intro and the show. Then we'll be talking about Game of Thrones. But if you don't watch Game of Thrones, or you're not, you say, well, I'm not so sure about that. Don't worry. I'll be talking in the most meandering, indirect way about everything. Then we'll talk about some factoids that may have come up in the episode or that I'm curious about. Then we'll talk to Tom and Pounce. Then we'll have Parade of the Old Gods and the New. And then we'll have some thank yous. So that's the structure of the show. If you're new, also a couple of things. You don't need to listen to this podcast. This is the only podcast you don't have to pay attention to. You don't have to pay attention to, or you don't have to listen. You could say, well, I'm going to turn you down to a mutter, like a more, I prefer a mutter over a putter. And your stutter. And I'd say, okay, go ahead and turn it down a little if that works for you. But I'm going to be here to help me be here to keep you company. You know, whether you like a mutter or putter, or you say, well, okay, and I've had enough of your stutters. So that's the structure of the show. Oh, you don't need to listen to me. And there's no pressure to fall asleep. The reason the shows are over an hour, for the most part, is because I want to give you plenty of time. So there's no pressure. I'm going to be here till the end. So you can kind of say, well, I don't know if I'm ready to fall asleep. Maybe I'm just going to listen for a little while and let Scoots keep me company. And I'd say, that's fine. Just drift off at your leisure. That's the way the show works. You fall asleep whenever you want. Maybe you don't even, ideally, you don't even know it. You're listening to me. You're wondering if I'm going to go back to pitter and patter and putter. And that we need a character. Potter, pets, pitter, patter, and putter. And we need another word that putter, putter, pitter, patter, putter, potter, prodigiously pets, pitter, and putter, and patter, ponder. Pondering, puttering, pondering, putter, prodigiously padding, pitter and patter and putter. Or you could just say pitter, patter, putter, pitter, patter, and putter. Maybe that's not quite a tongue twister, but ideally the podcast is a bit of a mind twist, you know, mind twister or whatever. Not a mind. I say that sounds a little bit. I say, yeah, more like a mind meander. So that's a structure show. That's what to expect. You can also expect me maybe in another episode to talk to BB-8 and BBD and see if we could get them to get working together. But yeah, that's all. I mean, I guess that's basically it. Like, the reason I make the show, the reason I'm here is because I've always wanted someone when I couldn't sleep and when I can't sleep. I really just want someone to say, hey, that stinks. I can see you can't sleep there. How about if I sit here and tell you a little story? How about if I just keep you company and try to take your mind off stuff? Because I really think you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a nice place to rest and get comfortable. And I don't know what else I could do, but I could sit here and keep you company and tell you a little story about a TV show I watch. And you say, well, what's the TV show? Well, Game of Thrones. Oof, that sounds too exciting. Well, not when I talk about it. More, I call it Game of Drones, and really, I just drone on. I mean, if you're ever curious about, me not like a TV show, and it, like if you ever had the experience of watching a movie, and then not watching it for 20 years, and then 20 years later watching it again, and you say, "I watched that movie," that's kind of like when I talk about the TV show. If you see it after I talk about it. Or before, you say, Scooch, you were watching the same episode as me? I mean, the only time I thought of that was when you talked about all of the jawlines on all of the characters of the show. I mean, I definitely noticed, I guess everyone has a jawline in some sense. Are you sure you were watching Game of Thrones, Scoots? You weren't watching like a channel where nothing was on. Nope, that was Game of Thrones, season 8, maybe. I mean, I'm pretty sure. I watched it 4 times. Oh, wow. You watched the episode more than once. It sounded like you maybe barely, like, are you sure you didn't watch it, like, on an airplane, on someone's airplane TV, like, four rows in front of you without any audio? Yeah, no, I watched it, yeah. Oh, good. Well, I guess it's working then, because it put me right to sleep. So that's the show. I'm here to keep you company. Take your mind off stuff as you drift off. I'm glad you're here. Give it a few tries if you're new. That's what almost everyone says. Here's the thing. I really want to help you fall asleep. It's that simple. I believe you. Like I said, you deserve it. You deserve it. You need it. You know, you need your sleep, and I want you to get it. If it doesn't work for you, I'm sorry. You can go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou to check out some other stuff. Yeah, but really, that's it. I'm glad you're here, and I work very hard. I earn and I strive, and I hope I can help you fall asleep. Thanks for coming by, and here's a couple of ways we keep the show going. Or get on with the show. What is it I normally say? Normally, after this, I say, hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time or temperature, routine. You know, your routine could be on traveling, someone else could be traveling, it could be seasonal stuff. Whatever's keeping you awake, I'd like to take your mind off of that. What I'm going to do, I got this nice, safe place set aside, plenty of room, but also roomy but cozy at the same time. And I'm smoothing it, I'm patting it, I'm rubbing it down, I'm saying safe place. And then I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents, you know, a go off topic, believe me, holy, you know, I'll get distracted. Just like, you know, just like those great, what are those called, fairy tales? Are there any famous fairy tales? Because I was thinking of the one with Alice in Wonderland, because she went down, but I mean, I said, maybe she didn't go down a rabbit hole. I mean, she was chasing that hare around, but more she was trying to keep up with it, I believe. For me, I have multiple hares, like, running around inside my head. Bunnies, rabbits, cutie poos. I don't even know. I say, what kind of mammal are you? Cutie poo? And I say, really? And I say, you mind if I stop and ask you a question? Sure, but you're in the middle of a podcast intro. Okay, cutie poo, maybe I'll come back to you, because I was going to ask you a question about a... never mind, you're right, it'll bring us way off topic. Well, go ahead, ask me it anyway. It'll be a good example for the new listener of how you go off topic so early. Well, thanks, cutie poo. Maybe we could make this a meta thing where we talk and do the intro. Sounds great. Well, so I was thinking, there's something before... it was before my time, it was called a cupie doll. And now that I say it, I thought it was spelled like cutie poo. That's interesting. You think cutie pie and cutie poo are spelled the same way, huh? Well, now, not that I'm saying it out loud in front of a bunch of people, I can picture reading cutie pie. And now I think I can see it is like K-E-W or something. But I was just wondering if you knew what that was, because I don't actually know. I think it's something you would win at a state fair in like the 1940s or 20s or 40s or 50s. Okay, well, listen, to new listeners, Scoots apologizes if you're a fan of cupie dolls. Also, here's another question for you. I know we're supposed to get to the intro, but do you know who Astro Boy is? Scooter, I do, because I... Yes, Scooter. Thanks, cutie poo. Go ahead, Scooter. Well, I was just thinking, do cupie dolls and Astro Boy look the same? Because in my mind, they do. Okay, well, anyway, Scooter, what were you going to tell the new listeners? Oh, what I was going to tell them is, I'm going to send my voice across the deep dark night, lulling, soothing, creaky dulcet tones, or cupie doll-like tones, but I don't know what the cupie doll sounds like. Okay, Scooter, keep going. Yeah, and I'm going to try to, I'm going to send my voice across the deep bearing, lowing, soothing, creaky, dull stones, pointless meanders. And all I'm going to do is try to keep you company as you drift off to dreamland. Okay, great job, Scooter. Thanks, Cutie Poo. I think I'll take it from here. If I have any more questions, I'll get back to you. But if you find anything out about Astro Boy or Cupid Dolls, get back to me, okay? Sure, Scooter. Okay, sorry about that, folks. I got to, if you're a new listener, I got distracted. If you're a regular listener, you're like, Scoots, hardy har, like, you're probably giggling. Or you're like me, you're like, I can see the spelling of Cupid. It's like a, you know, when I had Cutie Poo here, I should have asked if it was like a kiwi in Cutie Pie were Cupid. Anyway, oh, sorry. So if you're a new listener, I'm here to keep you company and take your mind off of stuff as you fall asleep. A couple of things to know about the show. I go off topic pretty regularly. I have creaky dulcet tones, and that's not for everybody. But give the show a few tries to see if it works for you. Structurally, what to expect. The show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep it free. Is all the wonderful regular listeners that support the sponsors. Then there's an intro, which is about 12 to 14 minutes of me rambling. Or, well, really what it is like, ideally I would explain what, well, it's a meta, I don't know what it is. It's like a ball of string that's all knotted up. If it was a metaphor about the podcast, it would be one that was like that. You see, I don't think it, like my head, every pair of headphones I've ever owned. There's a metaphor, but you say, Scoots, what's the intro? And I'm just holding up every pair of headphones with cords. But even then, I bought a pair of Bluetooth headphones that you're supposed to stick in your ears. Not the expensive one, of course, because I said, well, I'm not going to pay that much. And even those don't have a cord. They only attach to my phone for like 4 minutes, and then they go boop, boop. And I say, what? And then I Google my, well, and I say, how do you Google boop, boop? And every time I've tried to Google, this kind of headphone makes a boo-boo sound and then disconnects from Bluetooth. You know, it's the same thing, repowered over. So where was I? Oh, if you're a new listener, I tend to go off topic. The intro, oh, structurally, business, and then there's an intro. And the intro is around 12 minutes. We're probably like 6 or 7 minutes into it now. And it's just a friendly wind down to start the show off. Exactly the opposite of warming up, but it's warm. It's warm-hearted. You know, I'm glad you're here. Hey, hardy har, I'm here to keep you company. But like a cool breeze of senselessness, kind of like when you, like, this is actually one of the times advertising is actually correct, is when you get the right mint, breath mint, I mean, and then you suck on it, and then you breathe in. You see, holy cow, that is like a mountain breeze. Mountain breeze breath mints. The newest breath mint from the whatever company wants to invent those and pay me. Company. Mountain breeze. Like a mountain breeze in your mouth, but it smells better. You know, because a lot of mountain breeze would have like yak dung and stuff in there. Okay, so the intro is like a long explanation of the podcast. A few percentage of listeners skip over it, but most listeners use it as a wind down, and then a few percentage of listeners fall asleep during the intro. I think most of those are people that support the show on Patreon, though. And there's really no wrong way to use the podcast, but like most of the people, they use it to wind down, and then there'll be a story. Tonight it'll be me trying to remember the plot of the movie Top Gum. That famous Anthony Edwards movie with Tom Cruise in it. Val Kilmer and a couple other people. Well, Michael Ironside, of course. So that'll be and then there'll be some thank yous and the good nights. Between the intro and the story is business. And that's the structure of the show. Now, what else to expect if you're new? Well, I'm glad you're here. Like I said, it doesn't work for everybody. Give it a few tries. And I'm not saying that because it benefits me at all. Like, I just really want you to get a good night's sleep. And that's what most listeners say. And you getting a good night's sleep, really, on a spiritual level does benefit me. I say, that's great. If the podcast puts you to sleep or you find something else, if you're looking for other options other than this podcast, or you loathe this podcast, you're listening, you say, I loathe this podcast, sleepwithmepodcast.com/no thank you. There'll be some other options there. That's because I'm really here to help. So that's what structurally you have to expect. You don't need to listen to me. I think you probably figured that part out. And there's also no pressure to fall asleep. I'm here for an hour, but with other episodes, I could be here for 10 hours if you need me. Yeah, back to back to back to keep you company if you can't fall asleep. I'm your boar friend. I'm your boar bay. I'm your boar buzz. Your boar buzz. It sounds like your boar. Sounds like they could be another super boar buzz. It's like my sidekick, like Astro Boy. Oh, Astro, Cupie Pie. Oh, you're not Cupie Pie? I don't know. I've lost contact with Cutie Poo. Ran off with the rest of the rabbits in my brain and the bunnies. Oh, thanks for rubbing your ears on me. That was great. It made me forget what I was talking about. Oh, boar bud, your boar sib, your boar cuz, your boar bestie. I'm here to keep you company as you drift off, because I truly believe you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a life where you can flourish, and you could just treat yourself and other people with kindness, dignity, and respect. So I'm here to do my little part, which is just rambling and keeping you company. And I think that's it. So no pressure to fall asleep, no pressure to listen. Structurally, show is a, you know, a bit of a, like a headphone jumble. And I think that's it. Cutie Poo, can I just grab you for 1 second? Sure, Scooter, what can I help you with? Here's something I got a question for. Is there, I don't know how your vocabulary is compared to mine, but, I mean, long floppy ears is a nice term, but is there a better term for your ears? Because they're, magnificent is a word I would use. Or luxurious, because they're not just, long and floppy doesn't do it. Do you agree with me? Well, thanks, Scooter. We found over the years that the great myth, you know, there's a mythos behind saying long floppy ears, and, you know, most bunny owners are bunny fans or bunny appreciators like yourself. You get it. The words have become... Is there a word for when the words become more than their own meaning? Scooter, you'd have to ask Helen that question. Yeah, I always forget to, I always get nervous asking her questions. So I just listen to her podcast and forget. Is it je ne sais quoi? Scooter, I don't think it is. But what about, I know it's not zeitgeist, but I like, you know, that one I feel like just makes me look. Scooter, zeitgeist sounds nice when you say it. What about long floppy ears that I want to rub my cheeks against? Scooter, that's different than what the meaning of the word is. Okay, anyway, that's Cutie Poo. There's some sort of bunny-like being that lives within my imagination. Thanks, Scooter. I'm going to be hopping around. Hold on, Cutie Poo, are you... Is that a unicycle you're hopping around on? Scooter, it is. It is. I'll see you later. Okay, so that was Cutie Poo. So, or whatever, we didn't really get any questions answered about Cupie Pies or Astro Boy. But I'm pretty sure those two look pretty similar. Or that at some point there was a Cupie Pie Astro Boy doll in my life. I think that's Tezuka. Is that correct? But anyway, get them off topic. So anyway, I'm glad you're here. I really want to help you fall asleep. This podcast, unfortunately, doesn't work for everyone. So I said, check out sleepwithmepodcast.com/no thank you. But give it a few tries. I work very hard. I yearn and I strive because I want to help you fall asleep. Thanks for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time or temperature, whatever's keeping you awake, travel, any of those things. I'm going to be here to take your mind off of stuff, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents, extra mumbles or accidental mumbles. I'm going to tumble. Actually, I don't think I've talked about it. I'm going to stumble over words and I'm going to tumble over them. The word tumbler. You think that could be multiple things? What do you call it when a kid puts Scrabble things, tiles in a rock tumbler? Well, I'd call it the word. I would rename the rock tumbler the word tumbler. Well, no, why not the letter tumbler? What do you call it when you put a boggle letters in a podcast piece of artwork? You call it the illusionist. If you put them in a rock tumbler, though, I don't know. Okay, here's a question. What would be more soothing, the sound of tumbling rocks in a rock tumbler, which doesn't have much sound from what I can recall, the sound of Scrabble tiles in a rock tumbler? That sounds like some beginning. That sounds like a middle of a middling poem. Your sweet voice is like the sounds of Scrabble tiles in a rock tumbler, he said to her over coffee. I guess it would be dialogue in one of my screenplays. Then he stood and turned, his hips leading the way. The hips, he realized as he walked off, he never felt in 40 years. Today was the day. That's a little bit of the boy who discovered his hips, coming soon to a theater in my imagination. But also, let me get to the new listeners first, then we could contemplate these things. So we'll come back to all this. But so if you're new, hey, welcome to Sleep With Me. It's a podcast to put you to sleep. It's a little bit different. You probably already noticed that. So let me give you a couple of things to know. I'm glad you're here, and I hope I can help you or be here as you fall asleep, keep you company. So the show, if you like, you try to, it's almost better to kind of almost passively consume it. It's just like having rock tumbling as a hobby. You'd say, what is this, Scoots, what are the Venn diagrams of Sleep With Me's, you know, psychographics and demographics? Tell me more about it. Well, you'd say, well, most of the listeners are good people, wonderful people, if you ask me. Even the new listeners are great, very conscientious people, or whatever that word is, kind, intelligent. All those listeners are intelligent, looking for a good night's sleep, likely to support causes and support building the community they want to see. That's Sleep With Me's demographics and psychographics. People that do nice stuff, pick up after themselves. Those are all. And also, majority of listeners owned a rock tumbler at one point in their lives. So that's about it. That's our demographics. So if you're a new listener, they tend to go off topic. Structurally, what to expect with the podcast. It starts off with a few minutes of business. That's key to keeping it free for everybody. And then there's an intro. We're about like 5 minutes into the intro. And the intro is where I try to explain what the podcast is. But then something always pops up in my mind, like rock tumblers, which make an appearance like every 200 or so episodes. And then sometimes they'll make, you know, then I'll have rock tumbler on the brain. What's the most common item? What's the 50th most common item to see at a garage sale? Rock tumbler, factoids, made up factoids, live. Fun facts, as Janet would say. Fun fact, rock tumbler is actually a rock roller, technically. commonly referred to as rock barrels within the community that lives in Scooter's imagination. Oh, so new listeners. So there's an intro where I try to explain what the podcast is for about 15 minutes. And some people, when they first get to the podcast, will be like, is he ever going to get to the point? Well, I'll try, and I won't quite achieve that. That's what the intro kind of is. So is it, when's the Game of Thrones talk going to start? Well, I just mentioned it, but later in about 12, 14 minutes, we'll shift from the intro to the Game of Thrones discussion. If you don't watch Game of Thrones, don't worry about it. This will mildly resemble Game of Thrones. You know, won't even talk about, you know, the, you know, the, any like stuff like, oh, what am I going to do now? You know, kind of stuff like, what am I going to watch next? Don't worry. Well, it'll be totally devoid of, I got to get back to talking about rock tumbling. So don't think about that. Game of Thrones, we'll talk about that. The intro is like a way, a lot of listeners use it as part of their wind down. Cause you see, why do you try to explain the podcast for 12 to 15 minutes? And I'd say, well, where else in the great podcast community, other than those wonderful rock specific rock tumbling podcasts, like Rock Tumbling Today, rock tumbling, don't come a knocking if this rock tumbler is a rocking. Those are some of my favorites. Binge Mode, Rock Tumbler Edition. You know, cast of Rock Tumblers. Bald Move, Talking Tumblers. That's one of, like, they also talk about Drink Tumblers. So that's like a broader. So those are some of the rock tumbling podcasts. I was trying to explain Sleep With Me. So where else am I going to get those plugs in? Tumble To Me, that was a good one. It's not around anymore. Talk Tumble To Me. That was a couple. This was one of the ones I can't believe it didn't make it big time. It was a couple. One rock tumbler or rock tumbler enthusiast. One person not interested in rock tumbling. And they worked with a professional, you know, then there was a third party professional and they learned, you know, they like went out through the lens of rock tumbling, their relationship flourished, and they learned to love, this is back to that screenplay, and the boy became a man with hips, and those hips kept walking. So where was it? So that's the intro. And then I'll be talking Game of Thrones. Then we'll talk about any factoids that came up during Game of Thrones or lists or anything like that. Tom and Pounce will make an appearance. Then the prayers to the old gods and the new. So we'll be here for at least like an hour and a half plus. And the whole thing is, if you're new, that gives you plenty of time to fall asleep, right? You say, okay, well, you're easing me into bed for 15 minutes, getting me comfortable. And it'd say, right, like the rumbling, like great rock tumbler in the sky. That's what I used to say. That was one of my great belief systems my imaginary friend taught me. When I'd say, Mama, Papa, what about all that thunder? Oh, say, oh, it's the gods bawling or whatever. Now, Bill, my imaginary friend, would say, shh, get over here, kid. They ain't bawling up there. They're rock tumbling. Oh, what? And also Bill was worked for a rock tumbling company because they said, oh, Bill, what's rock tumbling? That's how I used to talk as a kid. And Bill said, it's the hottest new craze. Only the kids, you know, you've heard of rock and roll, right? Kind of, Bill. Well, this is rocks actually rolling in a barrel. And you know how, hey, kid, have you ever noticed how boring rocks are? Well, some are cool. Like the whole Game of Thrones is season hinged on rocks, technically. Hey, kid, I'm here. Just say, sure. Oh, yeah, they're so boring. Like as boring as a sleep podcast. Well, actually, Bill, that would make up, it would be, I guess it's a paradox, but the interestingness of rocks could help people fall asleep. So I think it's, you're, They think you're devaluing the paradoxical nature of that relationship. Oh, sorry. Yeah, totally, man. Rocks are the dullest. You know, one thing about rocks is, Bill, that I noticed they're just not shiny. That's right, kid. Have you ever wondered if there's a prolonged process, agonizingly slow, like an agon? Agonizingly slow, kid, where you could learn about the power of sand and sanding. And then one day, eventually, where you learn grit through grit, kid. That's what real rock tumblers do. I just thought of that. I got to rework my pitch. Learning grit through grit, rock tumbling. Well, could you use true grit, or is that probably trademarked? Probably trademarked, kid. But that's a good one. True grit, through grit, rock tumbling. I think I liked your first one better, but eventually the rocks are shiny and polished. So that was my point. True grit, through grit. I think that's, Bill, that's your thing. Rock tumbling. Yeah, Bill, would you like to buy a rock tumbler? I have the newest edition, the Sonic Rock Roller. It's a Rebel edition. It's actually not even for sale, Bill, anywhere, but I could get you, really. Yeah, I could put you in a rock tumbler today. Please don't. Maybe that would polish up my pitches. Bill, this is really turning into a long intro, but have you ever thought about a podcast with just items in a rock tumbler to put people to sleep? Never thought of it. We could call it True Grit, Through Grit. And maybe I'll actually do this. What items would you put in a rock tumbler to relax people? Well, I'm most interested in word tumbling because I thought that would be a good metaphor for the podcast. Turns out it's letter tumbling. Whether you use boggle, cubes, or things, what about 20-sided die? Oof, Bill, you're reading. Maybe would you like to go into the sleep podcast, experimental sleep, art-based experimental sleep podcast business? I think I would. All right, True Grit, Through Grit. That's Bill and I's future podcast. Anyway, I'm here to take your mind off stuff. If you're new, went off the rails and... I'm just trying, you know, don't be careful of rock tumblers that go off the rails because they're barrel-like shaped. So anyway, this is a podcast to take your mind off stuff and keep you company as you fall asleep. You don't have to listen, and there's no pressure to fall asleep. And be here over an hour and a half tonight to keep you company as you drift off. Fall asleep at your leisure and see how it goes. And now most people, 99% of people that are regular listeners to the podcast, which is a couple hundred thousand people, like they say, so a couple hundred thousand people have actually told me, it took two or three times before I realized that this podcast was whatever just happened for the past 12 minutes. And then I realized I could fall asleep and it works great. So if you're new, give it a few tries. I really hope it can help. If it doesn't, check out sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou for other options. But I do want to help. I've been there. That's the thing. And I strive and I yearn. I work very hard on the show because I'd like to keep you company and help you fall asleep. Thanks for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going. All right, everybody. This is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my weeks in review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts, and on Android you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is I think this is the dent. I think this is the Boar Friends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out. And that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. That's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. There was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like we're getting ready, big announcement if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So, yeah, like that's something we're looking forward to doing. And, yeah, that was episode 1 of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series, I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like, you don't need support, but if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But yeah, like this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback, feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support, support@supercast.com. And good night.